Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
We are in a series, a marvelous series that Derek Prince has been teaching us on waiting for God. And today, Derek is going to talk about one of the great principles of living, not to mention the Christian life. It's the whole idea of timing. You know, one of the most important things I have ever learned is about the seasons of life and how things are seasonal and how in the things of God, you learn to live in the season, live in the grace that you have for a given season of life. And so Derek's going to be talking about timing and about how when we wait for God, we're in harmony with Him. We're in step with Him. A little later in our program today, Christy is going to give us a marvelous testimony about spiritual warfare and the impact of Derek Prince Ministries on her life. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us on waiting for God.
In my previous talks, I've pointed out four benefits of waiting for God. First, it develops stability in us. Second, it's a necessary part of the process by which we are made mature and complete. Third, it produces serenity. It deals with fretfulness, with anger, and with wrath. Fourth, it results in a supernatural transformation. Isaiah tells us that those that wait for the Lord will exchange their strength in place of their own limited natural strength. They will receive an impartation of divine, supernatural strength. Yesterday, we saw how this principle that Isaiah states was illustrated in the life of Abraham, and we looked at it from two aspects, from the negative and from the positive aspect. First of all, on the negative side, we saw what happened when Abraham failed, when he failed to wait for God, when he went ahead and acted on his own initiative, yielded to his own carnal impulse, the helpful suggestion of his wife, tried to help God out, and had a child by his maidservant. The result was Ishmael. And concerning Ishmael, the scripture predicted even before he was born, he would be a wild donkey of a man. There's tremendous appropriateness in that. You see, the carnal nature in us is the donkey nature. And when we yield to the donkey nature, what it produces is just another donkey, no matter how good our intentions may be. It's the expression of impatience and self-will, and it's always going to be just a donkey. And I pointed out that Abraham didn't solve his problems, he multiplied them. Ishmael became the greatest problem to the descendants to whom God had made the promise, that is, to Isaac and to Jacob. And today, 4,000 years later, in the Middle East, we see this confrontation between the descendants of Ishmael and the descendants of Isaac. If Abraham had waited for God, how different history might have been. But that's an if that we shouldn't speculate too much about, because that's the way history has gone. Abraham made his mistake, and he and his descendants have been paying for it ever since. However, thank God that's not the only aspect of Abraham that we looked at. On the positive side, Abraham eventually learned his lesson. 13 years after Ishmael had been born, God gave him the final assurance that Isaac, the promised seed, was going to be born. And so 25 years from the time God first set Abraham moving on his journey to the promised land and gave him the promise of the heir, that promise was fulfilled. Abraham had to wait 25 years. And I tell you one thing, I deeply respect Abraham, that he waited in faith. And then came that which we've been speaking about, the supernatural transformation, both for Abraham and for Sarah. Their bodies were supernaturally transformed. God restored to them the ability to have a child. Today I'm going to develop a theme that I just touched on yesterday, harmonizing with God. Yesterday I pointed out that by going ahead and not waiting for God, Abraham got out of harmony with God. And for 13 years, He had no communication, no revelation from God. It took him 13 years to get back into harmony. So waiting relates to the time element in our lives. And the Bible has much to say about this. For instance, in Psalm 31, verses 14 and 15, the psalmist says this, "But as for me, I trust in Thee, O Lord. I say, Thou art my God. My times are in Thy hand." That's a very significant statement. It's one that I myself utter many times. I say to God, "My times are in Thy hand. I'm not going to get impatient. I'm going to trust You. I know You've got complete control of the time element in my life." And when I really grasp that and act according to it, there's a release from tension and pressure. You see, the Bible teaches that there's a right time for every activity. This is stated very vividly in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and those are some of my favorite verses in the Bible. Perhaps there are some of you that don't often turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. Let me tell you that there are some jewels in it. This is what it says here in Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. "There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace."
You know, I cannot think of a people who need to hear what Derek is saying more than we Americans. The idea that there is a cadence to our lives, that our times are in His hands, that God has a rhythm to our lives, that He has a pacing that He's ordained for us. You know, at one point in the New Testament, Paul actually says to us, "Keep cadence with the Holy Spirit." I love that. And that our lives are blessed when we step into that rhythm and that cadence. This is what Derek's teaching us, and there's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
In the newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince reveals how genuine worship can bring you into a close, intimate encounter with God. Through its pages, you'll discover why God desires you to be in His presence and better understand the tangible blessings that flow from it. Now Derek's newest book, Entering the Presence of God, is available for only $12.95. To order, simply call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 1-888-737-0771. Derek Prince was uniquely equipped to bring you truths and insights to help you properly and effectively enter God's holy presence, to explore deeper dimensions in worship, and to find intimacy, strength, and peace. Take a moment to order a copy of Entering the Presence of God for you or someone you care about. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad you're joining me here today. And by the way, if you've missed any of this marvelous series that we've been hearing on waiting for God, because we're 3 days into it now, today's the fourth day, I want you to log onto the website at derekprince.org. You'll find out all kinds of information about this series, other series, great information about Derek Prince Ministries, and even how you can partner with Derek Prince Ministries for impact around the world. Derek is about to talk about something that we've all experienced, and that's doing the right thing in the wrong time. Timing really is everything. There's a way that we can be in step, in cadence with God. Let's listen.
If you analyze those verses, there are there 14 pairs of opposites. And the principle that runs all through that is that there's a right time to do a thing and there's a time not to do a thing. Everything that's mentioned there can be right if it's done at the right time, but it also can be wrong if it's done at the wrong time. And one of our commonest problems is that frequently we try to do the right thing at the wrong time. We're concerned about whether a thing is right, but we're not concerned about the time. This reminds me a little bit of the theory of relativity, which states basically that you cannot specify a location in space without specifying the time, because time and space are interrelated. And so it's the same with our actions. We can't just say an act is right. We can only say it's right if it's done at the right time. So we have to learn to wait for God's time. That's what waiting for God does. It brings us into harmony with God. You see, God invites us to walk with him. In Amos chapter 3, verse 3, we have this question. Can two walk together, except they be agreed? And the two that Amos is speaking of are God and man. Can we walk together if we're not in agreement, if we're not in harmony, if we don't keep in step? So walking with God demands keeping in step with God, harmonizing with him, being in time with him. You see, the universe is like a vast symphony, but man's part in it is discordant as a result of sin. Man is out of tune and out of time. The purpose of redemption is to bring us back into harmony, not merely the right note, but the right note at the right time. Anybody knows in music you can play the right note, but if you play it at the wrong time, there's total disharmony. Now I want to re-emphasize something that I mentioned briefly in my talk yesterday. It is this, that God's supernatural purposes require a gestation period, or the seed takes time to germinate, if you want to put it that way. When God gives a promise, when he unfolds a purpose, there is a time lapse before the fulfillment of that purpose. And the way we can come into harmony with God is by waiting for the time for the fulfillment. This applies in God's own dealings with man, and it applies both to the past and to the future. Look for a moment in Galatians 4, verse 4 with me, concerning the first coming of Jesus. It says there, "But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman," and so on. So there was a precisely appropriate moment in time for Jesus to come. And God, with his perfect sense of harmony, as the director of the symphony of the universe, waited for that precise moment to send Jesus forth into humanity. But this applies also for the return of Jesus and for the consummation of the present age. There is an appointed time. It's very beautifully stated in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. "And he," that is God, "made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ." That's like the climax of the symphony. It's the bringing together of everything in the universe, in heaven and in earth, under one head, Jesus Christ. And you know how, as you come to the end of a symphony, like, for instance, the 40th symphony of Mozart, called the Jupiter Symphony, how you get all the themes and all the instruments coming together, fitting together into one grand climax of sound. Well, that's how it's going to be at the close of this age. When the times will have reached their fulfillment, then Christ will be made king over all the universe, and we will take our place with him in the kingdom. But we have to think of ourselves, each one, as some kind of musical instrument. We have to be very careful that we're in time, that we're in harmony with God's purposes and they're outworking. We have to watch the score, not merely for the note to play, but for the time to play that note, and that requires waiting for God.
You know, there's a great truth that Derek just alluded to out of the life of Jesus. Galatians 4:4 says that when the fullness of time had come, Jesus appeared. You know, in the Greek, That word fullness means when the time was pregnant. Suppose that we did everything that we do when the time is right, the time is pregnant, ready to give birth for that exact activity. That's what we can have as we wait on God. Coming up, Dave Holland's going to be here with a special testimony from Christy as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
In the newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince reveals how genuine worship can bring you into a close, intimate encounter with God. Through its pages, you'll discover why God desires you to be in His presence and better understand the tangible blessings that flow from it. Now Derek's newest book, Entering the Presence of God, is available for only $12.95. To order, simply call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 1-888-737-0771. Derek Prince was uniquely equipped to bring you truths and insights to help you properly and effectively enter God's holy presence, to explore deeper dimensions in worship, and to find intimacy, strength, and peace. Take a moment to order a copy of Entering the Presence of God for you or someone you care about. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad you're with me today on this Thursday. And also with me here in the studio is David Holland, the man who always brings us great information and great inspiration in the testimonies that he shares with us. Dave, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. Great to be here. You know, what's always gratifying is to hear from regular listeners of this program, to hear how the ministry is being a blessing to them, to hear what God is doing in their lives. And that's precisely what happened when Christy got a hold of us the other day. We had a nice chat with her and heard about really a moment in which this program, and specifically the way the Lord used this program, to touch her at a particularly important moment. And do something very special.
I'm Christy. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am married and have a 10-year-old son. I actually heard about Derek Prince growing up. My parents encountered his teachings, and I remember becoming aware of his teachings for myself as a teenager, probably around 18 when I began to study his teachings on my own. He was one of the people that stood out to me greatly as a teenager when I was sort of finding my way as a Christian who grew up in a Christian home. I really dove in. I just found there to be so much truth. I thought he was very real and honest, and there was so much that was so solid. He backed everything he said with scripture, and that meant an awful lot to me. One of my favorites benefits from his teaching is the foundation that I was able to lay from the foundation series very fresh in my life. At the right time, I run into another teaching of his and God uses it. I'm a big fan of the radio program. I listen every day, particularly online, and there was one week where I actually didn't get to it at the start of the week and Derek was teaching on spiritual warfare. Those particular days that I didn't have a chance to listen were some of the most trying that I had experienced for a very, very long time. I had just felt like I was at war with my own mind and couldn't make any progress, and it was getting very, very heavy and feeling very dark. And probably midweek, I began to try to catch up on the teachings that week. And Derek was talking about spiritual warfare and spiritual armor, and on one of the days, he was speaking about strongholds in our mind. And when he said how it was our God-given job to break these strongholds, that immediately broke lies in my mind and gave me immediate hope and light. And I just devoured the rest of the teaching that week and began to see immediate fruit by applying the things he was teaching. There was peace immediately, first of all. And I remember also Stephen, he used the term love warrior, and that image really stuck in my mind. I thought that's oftentimes two different images that you try and keep away from each other. But it really was a great way to put what Derek had spoken that day. And after that, I began to go gung-ho, tackle these strongholds in my mind. And I am really, really happy to say that 3 months later, the fruit that has come out of this, to me, is miraculous. The older I get, the more I grow in God, the less I feel like I can do it on my own, which is a great place to be. I've come to really treasure getting to know the Holy Spirit. I long for Him to speak, not just each day, but I need Him to speak in each situation. And I do keep myself close to Derek's teachings because I do feel like I need something every single day, because I've just seen, not only in my own life, but other people's lives, how this teaching is very beneficial to the body of Christ, and it really is teaching that equips.
You know, Dave, this is a sweet testimony from Christy, and one of the things that really moves me in it is a truth that many of us need to know, and that is that bondages, especially of a demonic nature, frequently aren't the dramatic, almost violent things that we tend to get from the movies, but instead they're battles in the mind, they're strongholds of the mind and ways of thinking. Christy said that she felt like she was at war with her own mind and couldn't make any progress. Frequently, you know, people think that to have a demonic problem or to have a demonic attachment has to look like a scene from The Exorcist or something. But the bottom line is that frequently the enemy's battling us in our thought processes, mm-hmm. and we just don't recognize it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And oppressions can come on very, very slowly, non-dramatically. And often these deliverances that God brings into our lives are just as unspectacular, but they're precious nonetheless.
You know, Paul talked about things taught by demons, and it's not just doctrines that are taught by demons. I mean, in your case, for example, and of course I'm just making this up as an illustration, you know, you could have had a demon teaching you your whole life. You're no good, you're foolish, you're a failure, you're stupid. I mean, those are lessons that are taught by the demonic. And then, of course, any mistake you make, anytime you spill your drink or, you know, drop your plate, it's going to seem to be confirmation to you of this lesson that the enemy's trying to teach you. And I think that if we begin to understand that many times the bondage that the enemy is trying to put on us is in our own thinking process, then we'll do that battling of the mind that we need to be doing.
That's exactly right. And then, just as happened with Christy, the Word and the Spirit, the Word says the Word is the sword of the Spirit. Like a sword, the Word comes in and breaks that chain off. Then all of a sudden we're breathing free again. It's really, really very exciting when that happens.
Well, and she seems to have picked up from one of us this phrase, love warrior, which really is the truth. That once we understand who we are, how much Jesus loves us, the power He's provided for our lives, we begin to battle in love for the fullness of what He's provided for us. Now, Dave, there's a special book that we're offering this month that I think will help a lot of the folks with this whole issue of walking with the Lord, waiting on the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because really, the place that one is most likely to experience these deliverances by God's presence is in His presence, obviously. And our featured resource all this week has been the new book by Derek Prince Ministries and by Derek Prince called Entering the Presence of God. It's available for $12.95. It's a wonderful, powerful view of how to enter God's presence, why it's important, how to do it effectively. And it's available online at derekprince.org for $12.95, as I said. Or you can get it by calling right now, 800-448-3261. 800-448-3261.
Dave, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
And listen, tomorrow we have a special guest, Scott Ross. We had him on the show yesterday, and you're going to love hearing from him again tomorrow. But that's all the time we have for now. So for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, for only $12.95, give us a call toll-free. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment now to jot down that toll-free number, 800-448-3261. 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order your copy of Derek's new book, Entering the Presence of God, securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.